Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.7 DJX. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hello.
Did you see the update on your one of your feel-good stories that you had last week about the waitress and the little diner that got a $10,000 tip?
Yeah, that turned into a feel-bad.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, you know, last week you were talking about how this waitress got this large tip while working at the Mason Jar Cafe. It was like $10,000 on a $32 order, right? I'm not a math genius, but I know that's more than 20%.
Yes. It was amazing, and everybody was talking about it, and they posted it on their Facebook page and all the things, picture of the receipt and awesome feel good. Wait staff was like, yeah. And they ended up getting what, $1,100 a piece?
Yeah, I was going to say, they split up the tip, you know, amongst the employees that were working, and everybody got about $1,100, right? But since then, literally since last week, the update is that the waitress has been fired.
And they say it has nothing to do with the tip, but I mean, the community is all like, I don't like this answer. So they won't really offer any other explanation other than it doesn't have anything to do with the tip. But that is just, now we're all like, why?
Yeah.
Because everybody said how great the cafe was and how great the staff was and what's wrong with her.
Yeah, it seems very coincidental that that took place. I mean, if I'm the business or the, you know, the manager, I'm at least... She at least bought herself another month. I mean, unless it was so egregious that it was like she had to go. But in which case, then, you know, maybe you give the public a little bit. I know it's none of the public's business, but, you know,
But we've all rallied around everybody there at the staff.
I know.
The world has adopted them as really great people.
Yeah.
So they're all upset at this turn of events.
I know. That was a feel good turned feel bad. They're literally less than a week after.
Well, hopefully she still has her $1,100 to help keep her afloat until she finds a new gig.
I mean, that would kind of stink, because especially if they were thinking about letting her go before this happened.
Right.
And then maybe even earlier in the day, something happened and they were like, yeah, after this shift, she's done. And then all of a sudden this happens.
Magic. Yes.
Yeah. And then they're like, oh man.
Crap. Can't let her go now. Wow.
Oh, that's funny.
I mean, I guess only the people at the Mason Jar Cafe know.
Yeah. Well, anyways, we'll tweet out the little update for you if you wanted to follow along, whatever, at Ben and Kelly Show. Finally old enough to drink legally. Olivia Rodrigo celebrating a birthday today, 21st birthday, 99.7 DJX. Do you remember your 21st birthday, Kelly?
Barely. I do recall, so... Campus was still pretty empty because it was October break.
Right.
And my boyfriend had just dumped me.
Oh, no.
And his best friend had a birthday very close to mine. So it was basically him and his group and me and my group out at the bars.
Without
did
him?
Did not go. No, he was there.
He was there. Okay.
With his buddy celebrating a birthday. Oh. And me and my friends were out at the same places on a basically empty campus still. So that was fun. I ended up getting a piggyback ride from somebody random, yelling at people on the street if anybody was going to bake me a birthday cake. And I ended up throwing up in my girlfriend's living room.
Did anybody bake you a birthday cake?
No.
That's a damn
they
shame.
Did not.
That is a shame.
Yes. Tragic all the way around, isn't it?
I recall going out. My buddies took me out, and typical fashion, you know, went to several bars. I danced with one of my friend's girlfriends.
Oh.
Not in
a... With permission?
I don't know if it was permission or not, but she...
Okay.
I mean, she was fine with it. So,
all right.
Permission from her.
Okay.
I mean, they're not still together, so.
All right.
And
probably
then,
okay then.
And then I fed the shrubs outside the bar.
Okay. Because I got a drink.
I got sick in the.
Did not need that.
No.
That is not what they needed.
That was about it. Yeah.
Okay.
So, all right. Good stuff. So I don't know if Olivia is going to have a fun little Taiwan on birthday celebration with her friends as they take her out.
Probably going to be better than us. Probably.
I mean, maybe.
I'm guessing.
All right. We're playing a fun little game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. And let's introduce you to Hampton calling us from the East End. Hi, Hampton.
Hello there.
Hey there.
Love the name.
Hampton.
That's cool.
Yeah. No, that is kind
of
cool.
I also love all of your inns.
I have a couple trash cans and bars of soap from there.
I have a nice robe and a pillowcase.
Has your name.
Hampton's got brown hair, drives a work truck. He flips houses and has been married 18 years.
Nice.
Well done. You understand how to keep the flame lit, right?
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
All right. Very good. All right. It's Little Kid, Drunk Adult. Let's get to the game, Kelly.
Okay. So you're going to hear three stories, Hampton. You have to figure out, was the person a little kid or a drunk adult when it happened?
All right.
Here we go.
First one.
I got stung by a bee and fell into a pile of dog poop.
Oh, that is a double whammy.
Yep.
Stung by a bee, fell into dog poop.
That could go either way, it'd be funny if it was a drunk adult, but I've got the feeling it was a kid.
All right.
Probably unfortunate little kid. I think you're right.
All right. Both of you saying little kid.
I was a drunk adult.
Oh!
Yeah. Hampton, sometimes you just got to go for the funny, right?
The instinct. Yeah, go with the instinct.
Oh, drunk adult. What happened here?
We were walking home from the bar after day drinking and got stung by a bee. I had never been stung and it hurt like
Yep.
And I fell into the yard we were walking by and did like a stop, drop, and roll. Like, what was that going to do for me? I ended up falling into a fresh pile of dog poop.
Oh,
rusty,
no.
No doubt.
Oh, no. I got stung. I must stop, drop, and roll.
Right.
She got confused with the different emergency responses.
All right, Hampton, you are 0 for 1. All right, next one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I had to be driven home naked at 3 in the morning.
Naked
at
3
in the
morning.
I'm going to go with drunk adult.
I'm feeling little kid vibes on this.
Really?
I'm sorry, Hampton. I'm branching off. We'll see which one of us is right.
All right, Kelly's saying little kid. Hampton, you're saying drunk adult.
I was a little kid.
Oh,
Hampton, far you are 0 for 2.
Oh, no.
I stayed at a friend's house one weekend, and we ate entirely too much ice cream when his parents went to bed. And in the middle of the night, I woke up, and I didn't make it to the bathroom in time.
Oh, no.
And puked all over myself.
Oh, no.
And as a parent, you hate to get the phone call, hey.
I was significantly bigger than my friend, so I had to be driven home without any clothes at 3 a.m.
Oh, my God. He couldn't fit into his buddy's clothes.
All right.
Couldn't just borrow him all that trash.
All right, Hampton. Focus! Come on! All right, last one. Little kid, drunk adult.
So I farted on a microphone in a room that was packed with 60 people.
All right, who hasn't done that though, right?
Goodness.
I'm telling you, this game is difficult.
I wonder if she was doing karaoke. And I'm thinking she's got to be a drunk adult because of the height thing. It'd be tough for a kid to get up that high. So I'm going with drunk adult again.
All right. Hampton.
I'm going to stay with you, Hampton.
Come on.
Although I think it could be a little kid. But I feel like no.
All right.
Drunk adult.
Let's go, drunk adult. Let's go, drunk adult. Come on.
I was a drunk adult.
Yeah! Oh, a blind squirrel finds a nut. Hampton, that was in reference to you. Sorry. Let's hear this.
I teach a yoga class, and I let one of my girlfriends talk me into, like, having 1 to 2 mini glasses of wine right before I had to teach a class.
No.
And I wear a headset with a microphone. So I was in a wind-removing pose, and I knocked the headset off, and the pose was doing what it was doing. And the mic fell right by my butt, and the fart echoed through the entire studio.
Oh, my God!
Wow!
This is why I don't do a lot of yoga.
Yeah, that's why. That's
especially
why.
In a class.
Hampton, 1 out of 3 is a terrible score. It's failing for most, but you know what? On this show, we're hooking you up. Congratulations.
All right. Thank you so much.
You are welcome.
And the best part, none of this happened to you, Hampton. That's the biggest win in the entire game, right?
Yes, but I've got some friends that got into a lot of trouble and did a lot of fun stuff. I was worried about the whole naked thing at 3 o'clock. It might have been one of my friends, but it was a kid.
Okay. So. All right. Well, have them, like, tell us the story. Do a little voice note and then, you know, email it to us. Give a little teaser, reveal the answer, and then finish the story at BenAndKellyShow@gmail.com.
Yep.
We need more stories.
I was
going to
say, and Hampton, maybe you or your friends could be the real star of this bit in
Absolutely.
The future. All right, buddy. Hang on the line a quick sec. Thank you so much for being a part of the show this morning.
No problem. Thank you. You guys rock.
Oh, thank you, man.
Oh, that's awesome. See, Hampton could be on both sides of this bit.
Yes, I love that.
That would be amazing.
I love that. All right, there you go. Little kid, drunk adult. What's the craziest thing an ex ever did to try to win you back? It's 99.7 DJX, and unfortunately, I've never had an ex try to win me back. I can't relate.
The one time I did, I married him.
Oh, what the see? There you go.
See, that worked out. There's hope.
There is hope. Yeah, I've never had an ex sit there and go, you know what? I really want you back bad. Here's your favorite chocolate chip cookies, and I'm like, okay, I like
you
those cookies. Let's go back out.
They were probably thinking it, but they probably thought that you'd say no. That's why they didn't come after you,
probably.
Sparky.
All right, this is a setting the bar story, which is what?
An example of what not to do.
Yeah, so when you get dumped, yeah, you may go to extremes to try to get an ex back. To be fair, Anthony was just in the pain of heartbreak, right?
Sure.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to get your ex-girlfriend back by giving her stolen items, you're doing okay.
Oh, that is, I mean, I get it. You're thinking gifts. She'll like a gift and then she'll take me back.
That's right.
But this is not the best gift choice.
So 33-year-old Anthony from Florida, heartbroken, riding his bicycle. When he saw two crane statues in a front yard and thought, you know what? I know who's going to like those.
Stop.
So,
First of all, logistically speaking, how is he going to grab two crane statues, probably made of concrete, I'm guessing, if they're statues, and you're riding a bike? How are we going to do that?
Well, obviously, Anthony's a very talented person.
Apparently.
He not only stole those statues out of the front yard, but then he decided to ride them on over to his ex-girlfriend's place.
Look, honey, I got you something. It's going to look real nice in front of your house.
Now, to be fair, I don't actually know if it worked or not.
Oh.
It could have worked because here's what makes me question. Because authorities, when they tracked down the statues and knocked on the ex-girlfriend's door, she was mortified.
Yeah.
That they were stolen.
Sure.
Like,
she's,
oh gosh,
harboring oh my gosh,
Anthony said that I would like this. I didn't know he stole them. I didn't know.
Uh-huh.
Mortified, cooperated with authorities. So the statues returned to the rightful owner. And Anthony, who actually has had 39 previous run-ins with authorities, was arrested.
Not his first rodeo.
No.
With the burglary and the theft.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
All right. So I'm guessing maybe. Do you think that played a part in the breakup?
Like, Anthony, you gotta stay clean from the law.
Exactly. If you can stop stealing things, then maybe we'll have a chance.
He's like, I promise.
And then, nope.
Here you go, honey.
Those crane statues were just
these crane statues, just we always wanted.
My baby's going to love those.
My baby's going to love those.
She needs them.
Oh, okay. What's the craziest thing an ex tried to do to win you back? Did it work?
Oh, yeah. That's the second part of the story that we need is, did it work?
Well,
we need the closure, and I don't know if we're going to get it.
Well, I don't know if we're going to get it from Anthony, because I feel like, and I'm going to go back real quick and just say, I feel like it may have worked at least a little bit because she still had him.
Well,
she wouldn't have even accepted him if it was a closed case, right?
That is an excellent point. However, maybe she thought, they're really cool. I'm just going to go ahead and grab these while I can.
And she's like, how did you get these? He's like, don't ask how the sausage is made, honey.
It's like, okay, we'll leave them there. I'm still thinking.
All right. Hey, I would love to hear your story. What's the craziest thing an ex did to try to win you back? 502-795-1997.
And please tell us if it works.
Yeah, right. That is your Setting the Bar story on 99.7 DJX. What's the craziest thing an ex ever tried to do to win you back? Kelly got married. after an ex tried to win her back. It worked.
Uh-huh.
Never had that happen to me before.
Well, it was just, you know, it wasn't really even crazy. It was just big conversation at McDonald's.
Hey, you know what? Sometimes that works, right?
Yes.
Got a message from Gianna who said, my ex showed up with my name tattooed on his neck. I did not take him back.
Oh, wow.
Holy cow.
Oh, that is, that went hard in the paint.
That did go hard in the paint.
No bucket.
No bucket oh, for sure. It. Sandra said, sent me $700 on Venmo out of nowhere, LMAO. Wish he'd sent more, TBH. Are you kidding me?
That's a nice bonus, though.
Was like, hey.
Is that a little breakup bonus?
Here you go. Here's $700. What do you think now? I'm rich. What do you think now?
Great. Thanks for the money, but I don't want you back.
Dana messaged and said, stood outside of my friend's house and sang truly, madly, deeply that I hate I might add, with his sister's ukulele.
Oh, no, no, no.
It didn't work.
That is a much better song choice than mine.
I Can't Make You Love Me, Bonnie Raitt.
Bonnie Raitt.
Yeah, yeah. Daniel.
Hey, so I have a story about the craziest thing an ex did to try to win someone back, and I was the crazy ex.
Oh, wow. A firsthand account. I'm excited to hear this.
All right, so I was at the bar where my ex worked and had had a few cocktails and had sent a text to my ex and said, man, can I sleep next to you tonight? And the text I received back was, you know the answer to that. So me, all excited in my drunken stupor, rushed over to my ex's house and climbed up a tree to their second floor apartment, which I had done prior to get in through the open door, the open patio door, and like, thinking be joining me later in the evening.
Right.
I wake up alone, and then I walked out to the living room where my ex was on the couch. And I said, baby, why didn't you join me? And then they said, I think you misinterpreted my text.
Yeah.
And I froze, realizing that the answer to my question was, no, we're broken up. You cannot come to me. I was mortified.
So it didn't work.
It didn't work at all.
Oh,
Daniel, I'm glad that you can laugh about it now.
Yeah, thank God.
Yeah. I'm just going to climb up this tree, break into his apartment. Holy crap, that's funny.
Well, he's lucky his ex didn't call the cops.
Right?
Yeah. That's good.
Renee.
We went to court to get a divorce. And he told the judge that I was pregnant and wanted a reconciliation.
And you weren't any of that, right?
No, I was not. I actually pulled my pants down to show the judge the scar where I had my tooth tied.
Oh, my gosh. Were you held in contempt because you're pulling your pants down? My gosh.
No.
Okay, good.
That is good. So yeah, I'm assuming it didn't work to get you back.
No, it didn't. No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
All right. Renee, appreciate you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Got a text.
I mean, she had to enter in her evidence, right? That was evidence in court.
Look, judge.
I have a tube size lying.
Judge is like, pull him up. We believe you. Thank you. We believe you.
That's so great.
Kim texted in and said he propositioned me for a night at the hotel and Indy's chicken for one night of, quote, closure. I'll tell you, you might have had me at the Indy's chicken. Might have had me at that.
That was a strong move, but I like that he was acknowledging, listen, I understand it's not going farther,
so
just one more go around.
With a bucket, with some of that delicious fried chicken.
Some tasty chicken, and just one more time.
Oh my gosh. All right. These are good. Well, thank you for that. Sometimes we don't think straight, you know, when we are now suddenly faced with being alone.
Did you notice the theme? Not one of them worked.
Not one of them worked. All right, let's get to this feel-good story.
This is really amazing. Brought to you by Hemptopia. Doctors told Peggy Means that her daughter Jennifer would likely never wake up from her coma after a car accident.
Mm.
Advised her to take her off life support.
Mm.
Peggy never gave up hope.
I talked to her, tell her what the kids are doing, you know, what we've been doing. I have a blow up thing I'd wash her hair with. Then on certain days, I'd put her feet in it. We'd have spa day, you know, I'd do her feet. I remember one respiratory nurse, she said, well, you know, she'll only get worse. And I told her, don't you ever say that to me again, and never say it around my daughter. For years, I would hold her hand and say, just squeeze my hand, Jen. Squeeze my hand, you know. And that never happened until she woke up. And I would ask her questions about the boys and stuff. I'd mix up their names, you know, like one middle name to the other one. Is Skylar's middle name Thomas? And she'd say, no. And I'd say, is it Joe? And she'd say, yeah. And it's like, oh my gosh, she's answering me.
Wow. Yeah. She woke up after 5 years. And it's been a long road of physical therapy, music therapy, and patience. But Jennifer made it to three of her oldest son's football games. And he wheeled her out on senior night with him.
Mm.
And even though she's confined to a wheelchair, Peggy's determined to help her walk again.
Look at that.
Just an incredible story of a mother's love and determination and never giving up. And, yeah, it's pretty amazing stuff. You can do a deep dive. There's much more to the story at WDJX.com.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Becky's reaching out. Hey, Ben and Kelly, first of all, I have to say I've loved listening to your show for years.
Thank you.
Thank you for always starting my day with a laugh. So here's the thing. I'm a 40-year-old single mom with a 19-year-old son. Recently, ran into one of my son's friends. It's a guy my son was once good friends with when they were 10. I hadn't seen him in years. We met each other at a grocery store, struck up a conversation, wound up meeting for a cup of coffee.
All right.
We then met up again for a few days later, and we hooked up. My son is not as close with this guy as they once were, but they apparently do still hang out from time to time. I'm debating as to whether or not I need to tell my son. Ultimately, none of his business, right? Anyway, hopefully your listeners won't blast me too much, but I'm hoping for a little help here. Thanks, all, and I'll be listening.
All right, so first of all, I want to hear from people who've been in this situation. You need to weigh in on this. Call us. I want to talk to you in person.
You do have unique expertise in this area.
502-795-1997. Listen, the age difference being what it is, there's nothing illegal.
No, but I do think that her son is probably going to have opinions about that.
Well, the only variable in this is the friend.
Right.
Like, is he going to bring that up to... No, there's no way he would.
I can't believe he would.
Listen, I'm a guy. I've never hooked up with a friend's mom before. So I can't speak from experience here.
Okay.
But just from guy code... You're not going to tell your friend, hey, I saw your mom naked. You know, you're not going to do that.
Oh, boy. Okay. But, okay. So I guess the other question is there potential for it to happen again? If it's done, does that make a difference? Do we just not say anything? Or is there potential for her to keep seeing him? I think if there's potential to keep seeing him, we got to tell her son, right?
Yeah. Look, if she just needed to... You know, get back on the horse, giddy up, you know, just for just to make herself feel okay. And that was it. And then
I don't think,
you know,
any son needs
on.
To think about their mom getting on a horse. Okay.
And then just, you know, and now it was a one and done. Like what you were saying is if it was just a one and done, hey, you know what? Two consenting adults, we're fine. Let's just let it be what it is.
Okay. All right. Okay, well, we just need to also maybe check in with the friend and say, let's not say anything to my son. Okay? Because I feel like you need to make sure you're both on board with that. Because
do you,
if the friend decides to tell...
There's no way. There could be.
Now,
Angela texts in and says, he'll bring it up if they get into a fight.
See, that's what I'm thinking.
I don't know.
Yes,
like
this
how
is
bad
American
of a
pie.
How bad of a fight would it have to be?
Stifler's mom. Yes, 1,000%. We are in the middle of Stifler's mom situation right now.
All right. Like I said, I would love it if you have been in this situation and could weigh in on your expertise on how still would love to hear what you think, because this is group therapy. Look, we're not going to blast her for trying to just get out there and do her thing. We're not doing that.
No, exactly. But, you know, it's the choice of, you know, someone that's kind of in their circle.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it might be for her son.
And you brought up a good point. Like, take the fact that he's her son out of this. Right. And what if it was just a good friend in a friend group or who was younger or, you know, whatever.
The fact that it's her son is significant, but we also don't know a couple of things, I think, that kind of determine what you should do. Is that a one and done, or is there potential to meet back up with this guy?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. All right, 502-795-1997. Hey, look, Becky, not her real name, she messaged us, and she was just wondering how she should approach the fact that she got with one of her son's friends. Now, before you go crazy, her son is 19. I guess we're assuming the friend is 19, 20,
same age,
18, 19,
yeah.
20, something like that, too. Regardless, it's legal. She's 40. And now they're not great friends. They've known each other, but hasn't seen him in a couple years. So they just, you know, had a chance encounter, and one thing led to another. Bada bing, bada boom.
But the son still hangs out occasionally with this guy.
Occasionally, right.
Yeah, and Sandy's like, yeah, no, you don't hook up with your kid's friends.
Well, okay, we're past that. Like, it's already happened. Like,
well, okay,
you can't really put the cork in the bottle.
You don't do it again.
Okay, yeah, maybe it's a, all right, let's just try to not do it again.
Try not to.
Brittany says on Facebook, I see nothing wrong with it. It's not like it's your son's best friend. They were good friends when they were 10, but not close now. But I would say something if you feel like you're going to meet up with him again. So talk to your son about it.
Okay. So I think a lot of people are saying it depends on if you think you want to see this guy again, then we need to tell your son. But if it was just kind of like one and done, then do we need to tell the son?
You know, are you good? If you tell the son and your son's like, yeah, no, that's not cool. Are you just stopping?
I would hope
that she would, you know, Becky would think, yeah, you know, all right, I'll respect my son's wishes. And even though it was fun little thing while it lasted, it couldn't have been long term. You know.
There are plenty of other guys out there that don't have a connection to your son like that.
But what's the biggest age difference who's listening right now? If you could text us like the age difference between you and your partner, because this is what? We're thinking roughly 20 years?
21 years, yeah.
21 years?
Rachel said you crossed the line. I wouldn't say anything to your son, and I'd let it go as a learning opportunity. Never think about that line or cross it again. Have some respect for yourself and your family while honoring unspoken boundaries.
That's
good. So she's clear about, like, nope, don't date your son's friends. That's just a pool you stay out of. We don't go swimming in that pool again.
Okay.
Just go find another pool.
Yeah, I mean, and we were all kind of wondering. And I was saying, there's no way the friend is going to say anything to her son. There's just no way.
I mean, there could be.
But Missy texts in and says, the kind of people who would do that will tell.
All right.
That's interesting. Anyways. All right.
Jess says, keep it to yourself, Mrs. Robinson. How would you feel if one of your parents had done this?
Yeah, I guess if... Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that
yeah,
brings
that's
up
new
the,
perspective.
The whole... that classic movie, for sure.
Yes, it does.
All right. You know, we did get a message from a listener who said, my sister is married to a man that is my parents' age. She's 41. He's 70.
Oh, wow.
So, all right. That's what, almost a 30-year difference? Another listener texted and said, 25-year difference in my last relationship. I dated my daughter's barrel racing coach. I don't know what that is.
And okay, that sounds fun.
It did not work out. All right.
Interesting.
Wow, this is interesting. We got a message from a listener who said a few of my adult son's high school classmates have reached out to me for hookups.
Really?
If
good for you.
And you she said, and she says, if I can remember you as a kid, you will always be a kid in my mind.
Yes, that's what I wouldn't be able to get over.
Now she continues and says, I told my son about one of his classmates, and he got completely grossed out and upset with the kid. So, you know, she's just kind of saying, Becky should not have crossed that line. That's her son's life. Man.
Yeah.
But you
honestly,
know what? Good
that could,
for you.
That could affect, wow. If he does find out, that could affect his friendship with that
sure.
friend. Like,
sure.
I do not see that continuing on. Like, how would that work?
Man, I just
how would that work?
I just can't get over the fact that multiple friends of his reached out to our listener.
Yes, like that is like, a hotness level. Wait, I can't even.
Like,
tell.
What kind of vibes were you giving off when they were growing up? When they were just have like come over after school? You're
why are we not playing Stacy's mom right now?
I know,
why
right?
Are you not
they,
playing?
They
that?
Are, you know, hey boys, you look hot. Can I? Get you some lemonade and some peanut butter sandwiches. Can I make you guys some peanut butter sandwiches or something?
Stop it. Stop.
Something to take your mind off of the swing set outside.
It's so hot outside. Stop.
What are you doing? What are you doing? That's fun. All right. Well, hey, I think the consensus is if you want to continue it, then talk to the son. If it was just a one and done and you know it is, then just let's go to the grave with that.
Let's not do that again. Maybe we try to find a different pool to swim in. That's what we do.
Yeah, like your son's former coaches. There you go.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Okay.
All right, there you go. That is group therapy.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, coming up, Sam Hunt coming to the Yum Center Friday. So here in about 10 minutes, we're going to hook you up with tickets to the show. If you want to play, 502-795-1997. Out the gate, I'm going to tell you it's something new. All right?
Oh, it's something new? Okay.
But it does involve drunks.
Oh, fun.
Something you're very familiar with.
Yay.
Here on this show.
Okay, do they have to be drunk to play?
No.
Okay, good.
No.
That would be a new requirement.
All you have to do is try to identify the song that is being sung drunkenly during karaoke.
Oh, this is going to be magical.
So just give you three.
Some amazing performances are coming.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX.
All right, so there's a lot of drunken karaoke that happens, right, Kelly?
Oh, sure. I've participated before back in the day.
What was your song?
My song was Killing Me Softly by the Fugees.
That's funny because that was my sister's song, too.
Well, you always had to get the one time people up with you.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
So we're going to do a new game called Drunken Karaoke. Now, you're not going to have to sing the song. You just have to identify what song is being drunkenly sung.
Okay.
All right?
Great.
So let's introduce you to Keith. Hi, Keith.
Hi, how are you?
We're good. We're good, Keith.
Awesome. Keith, understand you didn't need to get drunk for this game?
No, I didn't need to get drunk to do this.
Listen,
okay.
Keith, if I were you, I'd feel offended that Kelly thinks that you are intoxicated right now.
No, I didn't.
No, I am definitely not intoxicated.
Okay, good.
Keith's right. Got brown hair, drives the 2022 Silverado 5500. My gosh.
Wow.
He's married and is a diesel mechanic.
I like it.
Like it. Keith, what was your drunken karaoke song?
I would say AC/DC.
AC/DC.
Nice.
Back in black!
Yeah, right.
Back in black!
I'm thinking Highway to Hell.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's a classic.
Yeah, Keith, I kind of went the classic rock route, too. I think mine was Guns N' Roses' Patience, maybe. I would karaoke that along several times, and
that's kind of a bold move.
Yeah, and I've also done Fall Out Boy before as well. So you know,
where are the Bon Jovi Living on a Prayer people? I feel like that like America's number one song?
Maybe
for karaoke.
All right,
that was in my time.
See, yes.
All Absolutely. Right, so Keith, all we're going to need you to do is identify what song is being drunkenly karaoke'd. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Name the drunken karaoke song.
We're all sensitive people. And so much to you. Understand me, sure. And since we got to be here,
Keith, anything yet?
He knows the words. Wow.
I can't even understand what he's saying.
All right, hang on. You should know it after this. Kelly, do you know?
Yeah, no, I know because of the music, not because of the performance.
You want to give Keith a hint?
Marvin Gaye?
Marvin Gaye.
Get it on.
Keith, do you have a guess?
No, I have no clue.
Keith, did you hear what Kelly? Did you hear Kelly's hint?
I'm giving you a really good hint. Let's get it on.
Let's get it on.
There you go, Marvin Gaye. Yes.
Or like that guy. Let's get it on.
That's right.
Yeah. Let's get it on.
Oh my gosh! All right,
just nowhere near any key or words or anything.
All right, here we go. Next one, Keith. Name this song.
If I should say, I would only be in your way. So I. No, but I know I'll think of you,
Whitney,
every step of the way.
Did you say Keith? Did you say Whitney?
Yeah, is it Whitney?
That is Whitney.
I really love you.
Yes! Yes!
Oh, wow.
I can't believe you got it either.
I can't either.
This one should be a little bit easier.
That was coming from a place, though. That
all right, last one. Name the drunken song being sung during karaoke. Who is that?
Dang on it. Carrie Underwood.
Yeah! I mean, she's rocking it.
She is. Yeah, right. She's laying the room right now.
I love that. I love that.
That was awesome.
All right, that was good.
That's awesome. That's
all right.
Awesome.
All right, Keith, I think that's good, right? Do you want to
wait? Do you have any more?
Okay. All right. I tell you what. One more. We'll do one more.
This is kind of magical.
All right. Well, one more. Just name the song that's being drunkenly karaoke'd. You should be able to get this, Keith. You should. All right. Here we go.
All right.
If I should stay, I would only be in your way.
Oh, that's a popular one.
Look at the drummer.
Yes.
But I know I'll think of you every step of the way.
Is it I Will Always Love You?
Again, yes, it is. Do you feel the heart?
Oh my God.
so good.
Yeah, Brad the Love Physician says this should be a TV series. It should.
Congratulations. All right, buddy. Hang on the line a quick sec. Thanks for hanging out with us. You win. Congratulations.
Oh, wow.
All right, thank you.
All right, hang on, hang on.
Heather's like, was that Travis Kelce singing?
Could have been. It really could have been.
Yes.
Oh, shoot. I don't know if we're going to do this again or not, but yeah, that was fun.
We kind of need to. I'm going to need anybody, like, when you're out on the weekends, if you see magic like this happening around you, you hit record. And then you send it to us.
Because there it is. Great. Yep. Drunken karaoke songs there on 99.7 DJX. Feel good.
Feel good. Okay, so this is such a really adorable video. It's brought to you by Hemptopia. This dad, and this could be ripped from my life because my husband did this many, many, many times. This dad is fully diving into character as a sassy cashier at the grocery store. They're playing in their basement. They have one of those toy, you know, grocery store checkouts. Complete with a headband blonde side braid. He is adorable.
Did you find everything you needed in the store? What are you going to do with all these groceries?
I'm going to make a pile of...
What kind of pie are you making, sugar?
I'm making a pumpkin pie.
A pumpkin pie? Ooh. Gonna put real pumpkins in it? Or puree?
I'm gonna put fish.
Fish?
You are gonna put fish in your pumpkin pie?
Yeah.
Man sakes, where'd you get that? Will that be cash or credit? No, right here, please, swipe it. Must I call my manager? Please, put the card down.
Wow, that's cute.
She was trying to swipe her little plastic credit card multiple times. Like, listen, you only need to swipe it once. It's like, I'm going to call my manager. She wants to make pumpkin pie with fish. Sounds tasty.
You know, I mean, look, have we tried her thought?
To be fair, no.
Do we know it's not good?
Yeah, to be fair, no.
Right, right.
I'm not going to knock it until I try it.
Right.
You can see the video at WDJX.com.
DMs at Ben and Kelly Show. Got this from Ashley.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, I'm in a spot, have questions, maybe drank a little too much wine, and now I'm reaching out to you both.
I like her honesty.
So don't judge, LOL. Anyway, now that Valentine's Day is over, I'm wondering if I should dump my boyfriend.
Oh.
And you're probably wondering, why is this chick asking us?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you. I have been dating him on and off for 3 years. He's 40, I'm 29. I really thought I wanted to marry him and have kids, which he's willing to do. He's wealthy, kind, gentle, daring.
Oh.
He is a really amazing guy, but I just don't know if my heart is in it.
Okay.
All around me at the restaurant on Valentine's, everyone else seemed to be having a romantic dinner with their soulmate. My friends and family really like him, but he's really starting to annoy me. Is this feeling of settling or boredom with him what marriage is, after all? Is that normal? I don't know what happened, but I don't want to be in this relationship forever and be unhappy. It breaks my heart imagining him not in my life. Is the one still out there, or am I wrong? Anyway, thank you for listening. And I truly love your show and everything you guys do. Kisses.
Oh. Okay.
That's tough.
That is tough because you, especially if on Valentine's Day you kind of look around and you see everybody else like with stars in their eyes and they're like all having a great time and
they're lovey-dovey and you feel like that phase is over.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you're asking us, maybe there is more problems than you think.
Yes. I think there is a certain level of like comfort that you settle into after the relationship is established and you guys have been together for a little bit. But I think you still should have that feeling of, you know, he can still give you butterflies and you can't imagine your life without him. And, you know, I know you said it breaks your heart imagining him not in your life, but can you imagine yourself moving on without him? And if you can, that might be your answer.
Yeah, because if this just feels like convenience. You know, you guys have been together, what'd you say, 3 years?
It's familiar.
Yeah, it's familiar. It's just convenient, but you've kind of lost that spark or whatever. I mean, look, every relationship goes through its ups and downs.
Sure.
And maybe you're just in one of the valleys of your relationship and it'll be fine and it'll pass and everything will be great. Or?
Yes. Or this is telling you what you think it might be telling you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you're coming to us asking, I think you might know the answer,
yeah,
but you're just afraid to confront it right now.
Right. Right. All right. Well, hey, gosh, what are we telling her? I don't know if I want to tell her to just like, because part of me is like, hey, don't waste your time anymore on someone who you're not into.
Well, cut
your losses
time.
And leave. And yeah, yes. I was going to say, don't waste his time either, especially if you don't think this relationship is going any further. And keep your family and friends out of this who think, oh, he's great, because they don't know. Only
yeah,
you do.
Yeah, they don't know how you feel. You have to figure that out. And again, I think it would really, the litmus test you have to put yourself through is, can you picture your life without him? Or is he the one, ultimately, that you want to do everything with for the rest of your life?
All right. Well, good luck.
Hopefully that gives you clarity.
Yeah, I was going to say, good luck.
Maybe don't think about it when you're drinking wine.
or think about it when you're, maybe you got the most clarity.
Okay. Maybe that will give you the clarity you need. I don't know. Sit in the middle of your kitchen on a crying rug with some Arbor Mist and figure it out.
All right. I don't know if we helped or not, but good luck. Keep us posted. That is diving into the DMs here on 99.7 DJX.
To this.
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Mike said, hey, Ben and Kelly, my buddy Ed, a.k.a. Edward Clipper Hands, admitted to us that he injured himself down there when he was grooming it up for his lady.
Oh.
We're all dying over here. And thought this would be perfect for you to get him with one of your phone taps. Oh, this is already sensitive.
Oh,
this
no.
is already.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Okay, sure. So Carol Hassenpepper is a fake person, but she's also a physician's assistant. Just needs to get in touch with Ed with a routine checkup. Welcome to your phone tap.
Hello?
Hi, Ed, please.
Yeah, who's this?
Oh, hi there, Ed. It's Carol Hassenpepper. I'm a physician's assistant over at medical clinic, and I'm just calling for a routine follow-up.
Okay.
So how are you feeling? Is everything healing okay?
I'm doing better. It itches a little bit, but I can tell that it's healing.
I'm going to try to be delicate here. Did you get the twig or the berries?
it was a twig.
Okay, sorry for me asking, but for my report, can you tell me exactly what happened again?
Yeah, sure. Well, I was just kind of, doing a little grooming down there, and the clippers just got away from me.
Oh,
that's what happened.
Yeah. Oh, cut a little close, huh?
Yeah, no kidding. Listen, why are you calling again? I'm kind of busy right now.
Well, one of the doctors in our group, Dr. He's sort of an expert on these injuries, and he saw your chart, and he wanted me to reach out to you.
A specialist? In what area exactly?
Well, Ed, it's CTGI, or Clipper to Genitalia Injuries. And you'd be surprised at how much they've gone up in the last 5 years or so. I mean, Dr. sees no less than 4 or 5 people a week now.
Wow.
Okay. Sounds a little weird, but whatever. All right. Well, anyway, thanks for the call. I really need to get going.
Well, real quick, Ed. I just wanted to let you know that Dr. is putting on a safety workshop this Saturday at noon via Zoom, and I wanted to see if I could mark you down as attending.
What do you mean, safety workshop?
Well, he'll demonstrate the safe way, to groom, down there.
Oh, God.
He's doing a demonstration on how to groom yourself?
Yeah. As I mentioned, it's a pretty serious problem. One that the great doctor is trying to reduce some numbers on.
So you want me to go watch a guy shave his yams with a bunch of strangers? I got better things to do this Saturday, but thanks anyway.
Well, I mean, we just don't want to see you back in the ER.
No, trust me, you won't. I'll be more careful next time.
Okay, wonderful. But I do think that you may get some benefit from it. He will also demonstrate some of the fun designs you can do.
What?
Are you out of your freaking mind?
Oh, you'd be surprised at how empowering a simple, lightning bolt can be down there.
What?
Oh, come on. This cannot be real. Are you punking me?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we are. Ed, it's Ben Davis over at
99.7
DJX.
Oh, man, I knew it.
Mike set you up for a little phone tap.
Oh, love that guy. I can't believe it. Now everybody knows.
It said in his email that they call you Edward Clipper Hands.
Yeah, that's one of them. Frank and Wayne is another one, and and a couple others. I'm never gonna live this down.
Well, I hope everything's better now.
Okay.
Oh, the injury had an acronym.
I mean. Listen, this is very personal to some of us here.
It's a serious problem, and maybe you do need to go watch a guy shave his yams to figure out how to do it the right way.
All right, there you go. That is your phone tap. Most importantly, we're just glad you're feeling better. You're on the mend.
Safety first.
Yeah, there you go. It's 99.7 DJX. It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.7 DJX. It's been a minute since we've talked and discussed American Idol on the show.
It has been a minute, but I feel like we do need to discuss a little bit.
Yeah, her name is Kennedy. And if you saw Kennedy on American Idol on Sunday night, maybe you were impressed by her singing and her prowess and her story. The story was, well,
you know about the slumber room.
He's a little closer to getting prepared than us. Don't
even start. This is her in front of the judges right now, Kennedy Reed.
When you said that, he was just joking.
Okay, Kennedy, what are you gonna sing for us?
I am gonna sing River Deep Mountain High by Tina Turner.
Okay, so Kennedy is from, she's an IU student, yeah, and Sellersburg, New Albany, that sort of area. And she's a mortician.
She is a 23-year-old funeral director, embalmer, and has a dream to be a singer.
Katy Perry was feeling it the entire performance.
Yeah.
She was loving it. Absolutely loving it. And even like stood up at one point.
I don't know why I keep on.
And they're, and then they're singing along.
You need me when you prove so many times that I
So the judges.
They're bonding over a song by an artist where she met her accompanist at this concert. And so then the accompanist starts playing the song. Then Luke is like, oh, I know that song. He gets up, starts singing. Then they all kind of sing together. And that's really what kind of tipped it for Lionel Richie, because he liked the way that Kennedy sang with Luke Bryan when she was being more relaxed and she wasn't like trying to perform.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's
kind
of what earned her the golden ticket in his mind.
Yeah, so Kennedy, the mortician, the embalmer, the funeral director and embalmer.
So crazy. What an amazing story right there, being a 23-year-old funeral director and embalmer. And then there's another Hoosier in the mix. She's an 18-year-old from Carmel, Indiana, which is near Indianapolis.
That's up near Indy, yeah.
Yeah, Maggie Iyer. She sounded really good, too. So there's quite a few standouts. There is a TikToker that's making his way to the Idol stage. There's also a former NFL wide receiver.
Okay.
Who was only in the NFL for about 3 years until he was injured and it ended his career.
Wow.
So, yeah, there's a lot of standout auditions. Kennedy's got some stiff competition. Did you see what I'm doing there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because, you know, she deals with stiff bodies, dead bodies. Yeah. No, I got it. I got it.
Oh my goodness.
Well, good luck, Kennedy. I love that. I love that. Like I said, we haven't talked about American Idol for a minute, but
no, but when there's local people on the big old stage, we gotta direct your attention there. So hopefully she's gonna go far.
It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.7 DJX. All right, Kelly, if I were to say this is a setting the bar story, how would you describe it?
I would describe that as what not to do, or a situation we hope it doesn't happen to you.
All right, so honestly, Isaiah had already probably been in his own setting the bar story because he was just getting out of prison.
Okay, so we made some bad choices.
Yeah,
already.
Yeah, but he's already paid for his choices, and he's on the straight and narrow now, we think.
Okay.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without immediately stealing 10 Corvettes after you've been released from prison, you're doing okay.
What in the world? Help me help you,
so
dude.
Isaiah was released from prison, right?
What would do we know what he was in there for to begin with? Was it like tied to this like next behavior?
Well, no, I don't know why he was in there before. All right. So anyways, he was arrested after he stole a semi truck from a truck stop in Arizona. So the semi was hauling 10 Corvettes.
He was just planning to steal one truck, but bonus, we got a bunch of Corvettes on it.
Yeah, bonus, I have $1.25 million worth of cars on it. So, obviously...
Listen, you need training to drive that kind of a vehicle as well.
Oh, yeah,
police... I'm he probably wasn't trained.
Weren't... They didn't take him long to figure out where he was.
Well, yeah, that's a vehicle that you could probably spot pretty
right,
easily.
Right. So, when they were like, hey, why did you steal the semi with... 8 or 10 Corvettes on it. He was like, well, has nothing to do with the Corvettes. I'm not a Corvette buff. I just needed a ride home.
Then call a friend. Call a family member. Call an Uber.
Yep.
Something.
Well, maybe he just wasn't thinking straight. He just had the warm sun hit his face for the first time in years, and he was just like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, that looks like it'll get me where I need to go.
This is the life. And then, wow, all right, I just need a ride home. How about this'll do?
I mean, of all of the places, all of the vehicles that he probably could have seen to try to, he picks that one. That's the one we pick.
That's the one he picked.
To learn how to drive. That is not an easy vehicle to drive.
No. But anyways, if you can manage to make it through the day without immediately stealing 10 Corvettes after you've been released from prison, you're doing okay.
Okay.
All right. So, hey, listen, if you have a loved one locked up right now and maybe today is their release day and you are their ride.
Go pick them up.
I was going to say, don't forget, because we don't want an Isaiah situation here, okay?
No, he just felt like, there wasn't another answer, wasn't another way,
mm-hmm.
And this is not the way to do it.
Yep, that is your Setting the Bar story on 99.7 DJX. Be thinking about the craziest thing an ex did to try to win you back, because we got some of those fun stories on the way on 99.7 DJX. It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.7 DJX. Look, we've all been through heartbreak. Some handle it better than others. Earlier in the show, we were asking what the craziest thing an ex did to try to win you back.
There was one particular example that kind of started the conversation.
Yeah, stealing of some, I guess, cement or like swans. From a front yard?
Well, it was crane statues.
Cranes,
right?
Yeah. They were bird statues, basically.
Bird statues that he just thought his girlfriend needed in her front yard, except for he didn't, ask permission to take them from someone's yard and just stole them. Yeah.
Yep. Hannah said, of course, he got a tattoo of my name on his forearm to prove his love for me.
Oh.
It didn't work.
Oh, no. Oh, the tattoo.
I was going to say, this isn't the first tattoo story we've heard.
No.
Because we had a tattoo story from Gianna who said my ex showed up with my name tattooed on his neck.
On his neck.
Oh, my
God.
Wow. Gosh. Let's not do that.
No, that didn't work either.
Let's not do that.
No.
Rebecca said he used to leave a voicemail every day. I ended up changing my phone number.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. That's borders on harassing. Yeah. You don't want to be that.
Tina says my husband's ex tried to convince him she had cancer to try to get him back. She did not. And he didn't take her back.
Wow. That escalated.
I mean, yeah. You never fake an illness like that.
No.
We know people.
We know people who've done that. Yes, I know. It doesn't work out well.
No, it does not. Especially if you start a foundation and raise money.
And then one final one here. Craziest thing an ex did to try to win you back. You know, you always want, like, if you see your ex out in public, you want them to see you doing well, thriving, you know? I think that's the best, quote, revenge maybe that you could have.
Oh, a classic tactic is to try to, you know, let's be seen with someone else and make them jealous. And then they're going to realize they need me bad.
Yeah, so Mandy texted it and said he got with my sister in a pathetic attempt to make me jealous. So listen, Mandy, you're going to need to have a talk with your sister, too.
Wow.
Yeah. You're going to need to have a talk with your sister.
Oh, we need stern conversations with more than one person in that one.
Right. Right. Exactly. So anyways, fun little convo here on the show. If you want to hear the original conversation, you can.
Can you imagine the sister's defense? Well, he said that, you know, that this would work to get you back. I was doing this for you.
Okay. Okay. You can listen to the entire conversation, WDJX.com. Tap listen. It's 99.7 DJX. If you miss anything from the show, WDJX.com, tap listen, and catch up on the things you missed.
Much to sift through.
I was going
to
say, like, you just heard some of the crazy stories that exes tried to do to win you back.
My favorite is the sister.
Yeah, right.
Like, why are you mad? I did that for you. You should be thanking me. You're right? Welcome.
Right? One of my favorite new segments, which I don't know if we'll be able to do it again or not. I'll have to really kind of search the internet for this, was the drunken karaoke game. Let me give you a little taste of what we were talking about. Yes.
Look at the drummer.
Come on.
But I know.
You got it, girl.
I think of you every step of the way.
Whitney Houston. Eat your heart out, Whitney. Oh, come on.
Bold choice. Yeah. That's part everybody joins in. Oh, wow. We're going to find whatever note we can that moment.
Why choose one key when there are so many?
Just sing all of them.
Yeah.
That's great. That sounds like that's about 8 beers in, maybe?
We've got Sam Hunt tickets all this week. So, you know, I was kind of thinking to myself, I'm like, you know what? Like, drunken karaoke seems like a very Sam Hunt sort of thing to do, right?
Oh, 1,000%. Now we just need you to not only just keep sending us your little kid or drunk adult stories, but now we also need you to hit record if you happen to be trolling the karaoke bars any given night. Just hit record when you see some magic, take the stage.
Right.
And send that to us too.
We legit had listeners texting in going, hang on a second, was that me? Was that
Megan was just like, no, but for real. For real, was that me? Because I sang that song the other night.
I know.
Like, did my boyfriend record it and send it?
Oh, fun stuff.
I mean, that one slayed.
All right. Well, I'll try to find some more examples of that. But if you've got one in your phone that you'd like to share, we would love to hear it.
Please do. It's a new magical bit.
Yeah. BenAndKellyShow@gmail.com. All right, Kelly, what else?
I think that's it.
Is that your mimosa now? Show's over. I can start drinking.
I got inspired. Day drinking. Let's do it. Woo!
All right, guys. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay. Bye.